Mike Levin and Linda Sanchez of California introduced the Health Insurance Premium Fairness Act, new legislation aimed at stopping a cost-increasing interaction between the Affordable Care Act and Medicare. Matt Herdman is with California Protect Our Care, a healthcare advocacy nonprofit that supports the new bill.
This piece of legislation is going to be incredibly important towards making sure that we can actually fulfill that promise of making healthcare affordable for all Americans. The Health Insurance Premium Fairness Act closes a loophole in the Affordable Care Act premium tax credit system, which penalizes households where one member ages into Medicare. So if you have two people who get insurance over the Affordable Care Act exchanges, and one of them then goes into Medicare and their partners, that can result in a little bit of a tax penalty. And this bill works to fix that.
Under current law, healthcare exchanges don't have to factor in non-members when setting prices for healthcare plans, even if those individuals move to Medicare, which can lead to ballooning costs for households that find themselves paying for both. The bill would adjust the ACA premium tax credit formula to account for Medicare premiums paid by the household. Congressman Levin said that the bill would close a loophole that undermines the spirit of the Affordable Care Act.
In short, the bill would restore the promise of the ACA to cap premiums. That's what this is all about. It would subtract the Medicare premiums paid by the household from the monthly cap in ACA premiums. More broadly, it would help build on the success of the Affordable Care Act by ensuring more Americans have access to quality, affordable care. This year, a record 20 million Americans signed up for an ACA health plan, and this bill will ensure that none of them face a surprise increase in their insurance premiums when that happens, when one becomes Medicare eligible, and that's going to save families thousands of dollars per year.
Levin said that the bill still has a long way to go before it can be voted on in Congress, and that he would be open to attaching it to a larger health care bill. Open enrollment for California's ACA exchange, Covered California, ends January 31st. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.